doing one thing well or not. When I started this Be a Professional Creator full-time adventure at the start of 2022, I got lots of advice. And as a quick recap for those who don't know about my big year, sans birds, which is honestly most of you because I didn't really shout about it from the mountaintops or anything, here's the deal. For the past decade plus, I've been a trainer for CBT Nuggets. Many of my videos are still on their catalog, and most people would have no idea that I'm not working there anymore. I'm currently a full-time sysadmin, managing a bunch of Linux systems and various data centers around the Western US, but a couple things make me want to do more than just my day job. The pandemic proved that jobs are not a sure thing. So many folks were laid off or lost their jobs entirely, and it was a scary wake-up call. A single income stream, even if it's a really good stream, is scary if it might disappear. I also really, really miss making training videos. I also really, really miss writing for Linux Journal. And my kids are grown now, so I have a little more time on my hands. And my kids are grown now, and they're currently trying to survive in an economy where surviving, much less thriving, is difficult. I want to set an example on how to diversify income. Anyway, for those reasons and probably more, I decided to go all in for the entire 2022 calendar year. I still have a day job, so this means a lot of after work work, but again, it's a good time in my life for that sort of a thing. I'm not missing anyone's basketball games or anything like that. As of right now, I'm about a third of the way through the 2022 calendar year, and I've learned a few things. There's no right way, but lots of wrong ways. Now, my biggest focus thus far has been with YouTube. Yes, a 46-year-old man becoming a YouTuber seems like a sad sort of midlife crisis, but I actually have a lot of experience making videos. And I'm a bit of a camera whore, meaning I really like to be on camera and microphone. So YouTube actually makes a lot of sense. But oh my goodness, are there nuances with the platform? For example, you must be genuine. Now, I think I do okay with this one. I'm not really good at being fake, but I'm a fairly weird dude, so maybe I should strive to be genuinely Ryan Reynolds. But of course, Ryan Reynolds already does that, so y'all are stuck with me. Seriously, though, I think people assume that unless they're super charismatic, they're too boring. And that's honestly just not the case. I'm a pretty boring guy, but when I'm passionate or excited about something, that's when I light up. And everyone is like that about something. I tend to get excited about a lot of things, more on that later, but the common adage to write what you know works for YouTube as well. When you're excited about something, that passion is contagious. You must be unique. This is really a carryover from the previous point, but if you're genuine, you are unique because no one else is like you. And when I started taking YouTube seriously, I was tempted to emulate other successful people on the platform. And there is some value to seeing what works and what doesn't work, but it's important only to emulate what they do and not who they are. It's hard to be genuine or unique if you're trying to be just like someone else. Now, those two rules are the most important. At least I think so. Now look, I'm not a professional YouTuber, and this isn't an article on how to become one, but I think without following those two ideals, it's impossible to be happy as a content creator of any sort. The next points are important to be financially successful as a YouTuber, though, and I like them much less. You must be specific. Now, this is the whole idea of niching down on a subject. The narrower you focus your content, the more people you draw in. And this seems backwards because a broader array of topics would capture the interest of more people. Like, you know, bigger net catches more fish. But since there's an almost infinite number of YouTube channels, people tend to gravitate towards the ones where every video hits their sweet spot. If you branch out, the number of people that your particular eclectic tastes match will dwindle quickly. For example, a few of my passions are Linux, audio video equipment, birdwatching, renewable energy, and Kool-Aid. Any one of those subjects might resonate with people, but if I were to make a YouTube channel with all of those topics, very few people would subscribe because while they might like one or two of those subjects, they'd get annoyed by videos popping up in their feed on the less desirable ones. So they look for a channel that has videos on their specific likes and they subscribe to multiple channels. So as a person with my particular tastes, I would subscribe to a Linux channel, a birdwatching channel, a few AV review channels, and an 80s retro beverage channel. Now, I'll be honest, that's difficult for me because while I intellectually understand why having a specific niche is vital for YouTube success, it feels very limiting. And honestly, I get bored. Even if it's one of my passions, if I don't feed the other beasts in my head, they get restless. And that's sort of the point of this whole post. because the last rule of YouTube is you must be consistent. Now, oddly enough, posting videos every day isn't 7 times better than posting once a week. Sure, you get marginally more views, but more importantly, the number of videos you produce is the consistency with which you produce them. But honestly, even this is extremely flexible. The consistency you must strive for, however, is having consistently good content. Releasing regularly is also good, but not as important as having consistently good quality videos. And look, what good quality means is very much up for debate and evolution. For example, most people agree that having music in videos keeps people watching. But I generally don't, because it feels contrived for my style. I just talk into a camera, I demo stuff, and I try to teach complicated topics in a way that makes them easy to understand. A soundtrack seems to detract from that, so at least for now, I don't add music. Oh, speaking of music, a bonus what you must do is audio. This isn't YouTube specific, but just a tip for anyone making video. People will look past questionable quality of video to a point, but audio quality is king. If you're going to spend money, spend it on a microphone first. So what's my point? Well, I started this year making lots of videos in pretty short order. That was partly due to me really missing the training process, but also I wanted to have a backlog of videos in place so that new viewers could binge and get a taste for my style. So I worked hard to get a full Linux Essentials course created, and making multiple videos a week and publishing them in rapid succession. But that came at a cost. At a mere 2 months in, I started to feel some burnout. Now, this is not because I don't enjoy teaching or because videos aren't interesting. It's because some of those YouTube rules above are really oppressive. I understand my YouTube channel needs to be mostly Linux focused, but as a person, I can't be all Linux focused all the time. So while the idea of doing one thing and doing it well is good advice, when it comes to creativity, it doesn't always work. My inability to be disingenuous works against me here. If I am genuinely miserable doing one thing, that one thing I'm doing will be a miserable version of the thing. I need more irons and more fire. Now, towards the beginning of the big year, I try to follow the standard advice of not having too many irons in the fire. If I do lots of things, it spreads my time and talent thin, so everything will be mediocre at best. And even reading that last sentence, it makes sense. But human meat sacks don't always follow logical rules. I'm starting to discover that if I don't put lots of irons in lots of fires, my one big fire will burn out. Now, I know that's stretching the metaphor hard, but basically, I can't focus all of my energy on one thing, or that thing suffers. So, as I enter the second trimester of the year, I've decided that I need to do more things. Even if I do those things a little less regularly, the things should end up being better in general. This rekindling of my blog is a prime example. I miss writing regularly, and the best way to scratch that itch is to write. Where better to write than on my own personal blog, where the only rules I have are the ones I make up. I'm doing other things too, and we'll probably write about them here eventually, but off the top of my head, I'm reading this blog as a blogcast, which is a word that I made up, I think. It's like a podcast, but it's just me reading these very words out loud. I'm reviewing things at my review site. I'm adding a video aspect to those reviews, probably on a new YouTube channel, which I have not yet created. I'm video blogging on a secondary YouTube channel. That channel is Inside the Brain of Sean. I'm speaking at some events, virtually for now. I keep drawing my comic. I'm learning Spanish. I'm constructing a micro data center at my farm. And I'm trying to go outside more. My point is, rules are important, but they should always be examined and revised. Plus, the definition of success varies for each individual. I hope this big year of mine proves to be the start of a lifelong pursuit of passions and revenue streams. But if at the end of 2022, I discover that I really don't like the whole be a creator thing, that's valuable too. I'd rather be absolutely certain I don't like something than forever wonder what could have been. Learn everything. Do what you love. And most importantly, be kind.